there are digital pens out there in the market. How does LiveScribe's smart pen differ from what's already out there?
Well, there have been pens and devices created to capture ink as it's written on paper and deliver it to a computer. And there have been some really clever solutions and some kind of curious solutions. There was the CrossPad a few years ago, which we had to carry around a big tablet. We've seen there's a company in Israel called EPOS that requires a fiducial, which is a reference piece. So you have to clip a piece of electronics onto your notebook. And then when you write on that page, as long as you don't move that device, then it'll capture and recreate an image of what you've written on that page, just to get the ink from there to a PC. Enodo technology has been used in the past and is still used for pens that allow you to capture ink and upload it to a PC or even send it wirelessly. And those are good. They're great solutions if that's what you'd like to do, capture ink and upload it. What I've looked at and we've looked at is a couple things. One is whether it's a peripheral and a product or whether it is a computer. And secondly, as soon as you move into the computer space, whether it's a closed platform or an open platform. Hmm. So what we're looking at is our smart pen is a computing device, a mobile computer that is an open platform. And no one has established a tool in this space. There's not been a platform like this.
If people are already using pen and paper and a computer, why do you think this new writing system will benefit the consumer?
We're linking two worlds. We're linking the paper world with the digital world. And there's value in both worlds. You have to realize this. So this is not a replacement for a computer. This is a synergistic tool that lets you work in the domain you're comfortable in to solve problems that you want to communicate the way you want to.
So the difference between folks that use pen and paper and a computer and our platform is, if I'm taking notes in class, I have a static image of what I've captured, and it's not easy to bring that into a computer environment. Is that right?
That's right. We hear this all the time when I show this to anyone from architects to field researchers to business people conducting interviews with candidates to college note takers to it goes on, and people come back with more and more new ideas. And the issue is that when they write on paper, it's lost, it's stopped. Over and over, people look at their bookshelves and they say they've got 20 notepads there, and they can't find notes they wrote 2 years ago. So now we've added in the audio. So you now have access to the thinking they did, the notes they've written, as well as the audio, and it's very easy access with our desktop software. So it's a great way to be able to recall what you had captured.
Now you can access the audio straight from the paper and from the PC, either way, right?
That's right. So you can take your pen and just tap the ink on the page. We call this paper replay. It's like TiVo for your life. And as I said once, you'll never miss a word. So you tap the ink, whether it's a diagram, a word, mid-sentence, and you hear exactly the audio that was recorded at that point in time, and it begins replaying. Further, there's a control strip at the bottom of each page in your notebook that will allow you to speed it up so you can play it fast, to slow it down for clarity, or even to jog it forward 5 seconds or backwards 5 seconds. And there's a little bar that lets you tap 50% or 75% that takes you to that location within the session of recording where you've captured the audio.
So like TiVo, you can record what you want, when you want, and access it how you want, when you want.
That's right. And as soon as you can do that, again, it rolls you back to change the way you start to think about information as you hear it and think about how you subsequently will access it. So it evolves, but it's not disruptive, it's evolutionary. But in the longer run, it becomes disruptive because people realize we're evolving and changing the way we think.
Why did you choose to come out with this now?
It's been an evolution over the last decade through multiple generations of paper-based media. I've been looking towards this opportunity for many years. Saw the technology from Enodo back in 2002. Took this many years to move forward to this point. And this, what we're doing right now, could not have been done 3 years ago. So I'm doing it now because it's the natural evolution of ideas, and it also is affordable now with technology that we can package into a device. You put a computer in a pen. Think about that. It's a small device, small enough for you to use as your regular pen, but still has this power in it. That couldn't have been done even 3 years ago. There have been over $150 million invested in this technology since 1999, and we're riding on that investment today to just combine now the pieces to make an effective product that has a real killer application that addresses a real pain point.